Last week, some wonderful people who were along on most of our spring warbler walks, Don and Lynn Watson, sent me an unexpected gift, a little package of 51 bird trading cards. Most were from the Dwight and Church Company. The cards had been placed in packages of Arm & Hammer baking soda. The moment I saw them, oddly enough, I thought of Carol Henderson's wonderful book, Oology and Ralph's Talking Eggs, Bird Conservation Comes Out of Its Shell, a superb book about the history of bird conservation that Henderson wrote after he spent time with a family friend examining the egg collection of the friend's great-grandfather, an Iowa farmer named Ralph Handsaker. I couldn't remember why these trading cards made me think of a book about a very old egg collection, so I pulled out the book, and voila! In Chapter 3, Henderson writes, "Many egg clutches preserved in Ralph Handsaker's egg collection contained an Arm & Hammer trading card for that species of bird. There were lots of those cards. Ralph must have gone through a lot of baking soda." Henderson explains, "In the 1880s, the Church and Dwight Company of New York began a corporate tradition that lasted nearly 90 years, bird trading cards. These colorful cards originally came in Arm & Hammer baking soda boxes, and later they could be ordered by mail. At a time when many wild birds were being killed for their meat and feathers, the Church and Dwight bird cards featured the theme of useful birds of America and a simple message, for the good of all, do not destroy the birds." Each card carried a short, interesting paragraph about the natural history of the bird portrayed, the account for the blue jay in the new series of birds, number 5, in 1910, states, "This naughty bird has a fondness for eggs and nestlings, but his jaunty, reckless air does much to make men overlook his shortcomings." Henderson goes on, "The first series of cards in the 1880s included 60 beautiful bird cards. This series was followed by nearly 24 sets of cards that included from 15 to 30 cards, each from 1904 to 1976. They featured game birds, songbirds, shorebirds, and birds of prey. These cards were coveted both by children and adult bird enthusiasts. Across the country, they served both as collector cards and as America's first handy references for identifying wild birds." Henderson concludes, "The Church and Dwight Company commissioned one of the greatest bird artists of all time to paint 90 species for use on some of their cards, Louis Agassiz Fuertes. Interestingly, Fuertes' paintings of birds of prey were placed in a vault and not published because of the negative views held by the public for birds of prey in the early 1900s. As a way of commemorating the nation's bicentennial, the Church and Dwight Company published one last set of cards in 1976, a stunning selection of 10 hawks, owls, and the bald eagle by Fuertes." Well, I happen to have bought that set in 1976. The set of 10 beautiful cards cost 35 cents and a box top from Arm & Hammer baking soda. Tomorrow, I'll talk specifically about the cards that Don and Lynn sent me. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.